877-500-5266. You choose the amount that works for you. The important thing is that you do make that call and that you make that connection.
I was thinking about the power of community radio. A number of years ago, I went to see the great late Howard Zinn at Portland State in the ballroom. And the place was so jammed with people who had come because they heard Howard Zinn on KBOO, and they were motivated to come to hear him speak at Portland State. The fire alarm started going off. There were so many people that, it really caused, it was really actually a very unsafe number of people in that room. But an example of, Howard Zinn himself said, I can't draw this in most places, and including in cities much larger than Portland. This is the kind of power that KBOO has. We only get that power from you. And we can become really a force to reckon with in this increasingly alarming world that we live in. Call 877-500-5266 and become a member of KBOO right now.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Janka. My name is Sonia. I'm a volunteer here at KBOO. I give of my time and energy to make sure that a clear and consistent signal reaches you. Now, to generate that signal, we need your support. 877-500-5266. It's 11 a.m. on KBOO Portland, and it's time for me to bring you this month's Pacific Underground, right after these important community announcements, so stay tuned.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunchbox with two locations, on the west side in downtown Portland at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue, and on the east side at 676 Southeast Morrison Street. Brunchbox serves up a menu full of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And dinner was provided by Dove Phoebe, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Dove Phoebe serves handmade cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Personnel Committee meeting has changed for the month of December and will meet Thursday, December 12th, 6 p.m. at
It's easy to not think in the society, and it's engineered so that we not think and we not act. But we can act, and we have acted to abolish ICE. And when ICE was shut down here in Portland, KBOO was there. And we even had a little booth set up there. So we're here for people's movements, and we're here to get the truth out and to participate in what should be an experiment in democracy that would allow us to act on an equal participatory basis on the untrammeled information that we are able to gather. That would be a nice world. And KBOO can't make that happen by itself, but it can make progress in that direction. I believe in that. And so I'm here to support KBOO, and I hope that you will too.
This is Pacific Underground. I am your host, Tabitha Teo, and today we're doing things a little differently. So, as many of our regular listeners might know, we are in the midst of an on-air protest because we demand for systemic and cultural change at KBOO in how it treats the POC programmers, staff, volunteers, and community members. And since we just wanted to give a little more context on our drive, or on our protest, and I am being interviewed today by a special guest, friend of the show,
Jenna.
Yay.
Jenna, who's losing her voice. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for interviewing me, which I feel weird saying it because
you're the host.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm usually the one interviewing people. So
isn't it nerve-wracking to be on the other side?
It is.
Okay. Well,
it's like an AMA.
So I'll take it over from here. I'll be the host so that okay. You can just feel like the guest and have so much spotlight on you.
Yay.
So, yeah, if people have been tuning in, by the way, I'm Jenna Yokoyama. I'm the interim station co-manager right now at KBOO, but I also am a former collective member on Pacific Underground. I was on that show for like 2.5 years.
It's not like
I've ever really stopped being on because I still come on every once in a while because mm-hmm. Asian time.
Asian prime time.
And so that's what we're doing today. We're going to talk about this protest that you guys have going on right now, which I find really interesting because we did a similar protest when I was in the collective back in 2018. Yeah, last year.
Year was the 50th anniversary of KBOO.
So I want to also acknowledge something that's happening right now for you as a collective, is that you have agreed to do this interview today, mm-hmm. but we're also in the middle of the holiday membership drive.
Yeah.
Which I find that really interesting and slightly awkward or not, and I think we'll get into that too, about why would you want to protest something and at the same time agree to be on...
And ask people to give money.
Yeah, during the drive. And you've even agreed to help me pitch during this episode. So, I mean, I think it says a lot about what this protest is and isn't about. Mm-hmm. So we're going to just we're not really very formal here today. We don't have a lot of really formal questions. We're recording this at home. In case people didn't know, we're roommates too. So, in case people haven't been tuning in, what has been happening on Pacific Underground for the last couple months?
We recorded a statement. I unfortunately can't remember it off the top of my head because even though it has been looping, the audio has been looped, I just recorded it one time. And so some other folks might have the whole statement memorized because you've been hearing it so many times. And we also put it in...
I'm sorry. That's vague booking for people who haven't heard it. So I'm just going to do a quick description of what Tabitha was just saying. Actually, I have a better idea. Why don't you edit in what it sounds like? And why don't you edit in right here?
You're tuned into Pacific Underground in solidarity with the multiple generations of KBOO POC programmers and volunteers who have asked for systemic and cultural change at KBOO. We bring you week one of our on-air protest. More information about our protest can be found at Pacific Underground's page at kboo.fm. Now back to the music. Please hold.
Okay, so that was the clip of what has been playing. So that's just loops for an mm-hmm. hour, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys have a show that's on how many times a month?
Twice a month.
So twice a month, there's just this 1 hour looping of mm-hmm. the flute music.
Mm-hmm.
And
which makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Okay. Why does it make you laugh?
It's the reason we chose that piece is because it is the hold music for if you call Kebu and you're waiting to get a hold of someone.
Never gonna have a whole bunch of people calling to hear the hold music because it's that good of a song.
It is such a good song. And it's also such a generic piece of music, but it's generic, but also a well-known classical music piece, and it's also a flute, and I feel like the piece is very ear-catching, and...
Ear-catching or ear-wigging?
Maybe a combination of both. And,
So then is its purpose to be annoying?
Yes, it is meant to... I wouldn't say necessarily annoying, but definitely to catch your attention. Because the other thing I like about it is that the flute is just so peppy and upbeat and do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And everyone knows this song.
Yeah, because if you've ever, like, called mm-hmm. any place, like, business and put you on hold, mm-hmm. it's not just the hold music, actually, for Kebu. I don't know if it's just the company that we use. It might be because I've heard that hold music... many different businesses.
Yeah, many.
So I wonder if it's
places.
Many companies that use it. I wonder if it's just because it's like royalty free or something like that.
I wonder. Yeah, royalty free and recognizable.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So it's Kebu's hold music. So mm-hmm. essentially, what you have is your statement, and then the hold mm-hmm. music looping,
mm-hmm.
and it's meant, and you loop it because you're saying that it's meant to catch your attention,
mm-hmm. and in a metaphorical way, I feel like. The POC community here has been on hold for systemic change at Kebu for so long. I've gotten more involved in the POC caucus here at Kebu. I feel awkward saying we because I've just recently become involved, but the POC caucus has been around for 20 or so years. And they've worked on a list of recommendations to the board for systemic change at Kebu. And I only recently got involved, and I thought this was something that I knew that the POC caucus had been trying to do for the last couple of years, but I did not know it'd been going on since... the early 2000s?
Yeah, possibly earlier.
Yeah, possibly earlier. And I was like, wow. And it's...
Well, so let's try to connect it for our listeners. Mm-hmm. So there's this list of recommendations that have been given to Kebu by the Kebu's own POC caucus. Mm-hmm. And so how is it connected to your protest?
We are trying to bring attention to the list of recommendations that have been worked on and circulated for the past 20 or so years. And we're happy that we've gotten the board's attention. I had the opportunity to speak.
Hold on. I'm going to interrupt you real quick because we actually got to do the awkward thing of going to a pitch break.
Okay.
And that's a whole other story of getting into things. We don't need to get into the polls. I'll ask you questions. Don't worry. She's got a lot to say. I mean, like, people have just been hearing this flute music, you know, for the last 3 weeks. And watch this professional radioing. I'm going to segue into the pitch break. Tabitha, the reason you've been doing the protest, at least from my understanding, mm-hmm. is because, not because you oppose Kebu, but because you care about it.
Exactly.
And you support Kebu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
if I didn't care about it, I'd just walk away.
Right? Like we've seen a lot of people who, you know, just came in, it wasn't for them, and they walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, how long have you been a member of Kebu?
2016. Yeah, I think I started getting involved around January, February of 2016.
Okay, so your your fourth year anniversary is
so
almost
old.
But Kabu is even older. Kabu is like 50
true.
Years old. So there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to drop the phone number real quick, 877-500-5266. And Tabitha, why should people call that phone number? Like, in spite of your protest, mm-hmm. why should people support KBOO? And honestly, from your opinion, from your, like, heart that's protesting it.
Yeah. I really can't think of another place that would let me do this. I have volunteered at several other institutions, and I've seen volunteers that have a problem with whatever institution it is, be... I guess fired or discontinued as a volunteer, or
it's just not like a space you feel like you can like express
exactly, especially as a volunteer, which is in the nonprofit world like lowest tier of the tiers. And I feel really privilege that KBOO gives me a space where I can protest, air my grievances, and I'm not going to see any negative consequences or retribution for saying, I have a problem with this place.
I think that's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Because we live in a world right now where people feel like they have to conform, you know, mm-hmm. jobs are hard to come by, even like volunteerism, like you feel sometimes like, oh God, I just have to like, you know, stay in line, keep my head down
so
that like I can have these opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've both been critical over KBOO over the years, but one thing I will say is that when it comes to free speech,
mm-hmm.
that whole walking the walk, you know, talking the talk, all that stuff, I think that this is an example of that. And like, mm-hmm. and it's, I think that's something that people should take really seriously and be impressed by. Because like, this is not something that people can find other places. And so I'm going to do the phone number one more time for people who believe this, like, and believe that this is important to have, not just for KBOO, but for your democracy, right? Like, mm-hmm. this is important mm-hmm. for everyone. And so support that. 877-500-5266. One more time. That's 877-500-5266. Or go online to kboo.fm/give. And thanks, Tabitha, for doing a little pitch. Let's go back into the conversation. So about your honor protest, that's what we're talking about. For the last 2 months, you guys have been playing this like flute music, and it's looped with this script where you talk about how what you want is systemic change at KBOO.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh? I was also going to say, if people go to our show page and would like more specifics to what our recommendations are, they can go to our show page.
At kboo.fm.
Exactly.
/Pacific Underground. Okay, so I think people often assume, right, like we just did a pitch where you said you support KBOO, mm-hmm. but if you're protesting something, you're obviously unhappy about mm-hmm. something. So what is it like? I know that there's a lot of things, there's like the whole POC recommendation sort of stuff, but if you could kind of like give a summary to people who maybe are unaware that maybe POC at KBOO might be unhappy or like to the point where they would want to do an honor protest, can you give our listeners sort of a summation?
I noticed that the POC programming was always relegated to the evening, and not necessarily early evening, it was always late evening, like after 9 p.m. And I don't know why POC programmers are given such late hours, and I'm sure they have a following and people listen to them, but I also noticed that a lot of white programmers and music shows, they are played during the day. And a lot of the white programming in the morning, the public affairs shows, a lot of the programmers are white too. The times that I've been into KBOO to do a live show, I don't know if I've ever seen a POC public affairs person there in the mornings. Maybe I'm sure they are there, and maybe they just do pre-recorded shows. But I just noticed whenever I was at KABU that during the daytime I see lots of white faces, but if I'm there in the evenings, I'll see lots of POC faces. And I also felt that, like, it was really hard to get a show on KABU, which is why, once again, I feel so lucky to have this platform and that Pacific Underground has this opportunity to hold a space for API-identified Americans to talk about their experiences and their lives. And that's why, even though I have these problems with KABU, with how they do the programming and how they often tokenize a lot of the POC programmers, I'm happy to also be here to have this opportunity and to have this platform. And I really care about KABU, and I want it to change.
So what would change look like to you?
I would like more programmers of color in the daytime hours. And also, I definitely want a more variety of music in the daytime hours, because the more ethnic, quote-unquote, music I've noticed is mostly, once again, relegated to the weekends and the evenings. And
okay, well, I have to ask you. So I've been the public affairs director, and now I'm like the interim station manager, so I've really gotten to know KABU very, very well in a very short amount of time. And I see that, and this is just my perspective, that KABU is very much a reflection of the United States, but even more so of Portland. Mm-hmm. Like when we look at the AM, say public affairs, you're right that a lot of the morning public affairs programmers are white people. And a lot of the POC programs happen during the evening. And I know when I first got to KABU, I kind of wondered, like, why is it that way? Is it a purposeful segregation? But I see more that it has to do with live radio and who is available. You know, at like 10 a.m. on a Monday, mm-hmm. tends to be someone who either sits in a place of more privilege or,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or is like retired. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, think about like how much work it's taken just to do our show.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. Right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm amazed that we've been able to be working people. Mm-hmm. And being able to do the show. It's been a lot of work. But that doesn't mean to excuse anything from mm-hmm. KABU. Yeah. But I have seen that. I don't think it's a purposeful thing. Mm-hmm. But what does frustrate me, and we've had this conversation before for many years now, mm-hmm. is that, like, that's just America, right? That's life. Like, most things are going to end up that way. People with privilege can end up doing certain things in one way, you know, and everyone else in another way. But that KABU preaches a message of wanting to decolonize and to
amplify,
but to overcome that mm-hmm. really negative aspect of American culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I think that that's an important part for people to understand about your protests. I think it's easy for people to just say, oh, well, they should just be grateful that they have time. Or, mm-hmm. oh, don't they just understand that, like, it's easier to have a radio show at 10 a.m. if you're retired, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, yeah. don't be so whiny. No one is being, you know, is oppressing you. I hope that people understand that I do see it as a form of oppression personally. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's intentional. But it's not about intention, right? It's about impact. Yeah. It's about that if you want to overcome systems of oppression which allow people of privilege to rise to the top or have better opportunity, mm-hmm. more exposure, more amplification, if you really want to overcome that, you have to take great steps and you have to do a lot of work. And that is something that KBOO preaches and I think KBOO wants to do.
Yeah.
But I think it's had a hard time doing it personally. And that's my personal interpretation of your protest. Now, am I wrong?
No, I agree with you on all those points. Is that I do think that KBOO and the leadership at KBOO has some really good intentions, but they just don't know how to go about fixing the problems that they have.
Well, okay, talk about good intentions, because we need to go into a pitch break again, another awkward pitch break where we ask for money while we're also talking about your protest. So I'm just going to throw the phone number, 877-500-5266. I think that people should be aware that why they should give money to KBOO right now is those intentions, that even though you and I have publicly and openly protested KBOO during our time on air as programmers over the last few years, I think I have seen things change.
Yes.
And I see a lot of potential for things to change often at KBOO, where, like recently, you were invited to
speak at a board meeting.
To speak at the board meeting because of your protests, like they and they passed a resolution
to support
supporting your protests,
supporting
the POC caucus recommendations, and for the first time ever at KBOO, we're seeing the leadership all being led by women of color.
Yeah.
That's a first at KBOO.
The board president.
The board vice president.
Oh, vice president too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are all women of color. It's like, woo, woo.
Yeah, our secretary, as well as the two station managers right now.
Yes.
You know, and so I think, you know, one of the POC caucus recommendations was to put, you know, to make sure that we always have people of color in positions of leadership, because that's actually what has been shown to cause actual systemic and lasting change.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's something that really, really needs to be commended to KBOO, and I think that's something that people should support.
Yeah.
And they can support that by calling 877-500-5266.
Giving some money.
Like, we always talk about all the other things that people should support, but to me, this is one of those, like, oh my God, you should be supporting this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Because I know so many of our listeners, they also want systemic change in America, and I feel like this is one way that they can show their support.
Right? Like, it starts with, like, it's so frustrating, but, like, literally causing change in, like, small ways at, like, small institutions you're part of and the places that you support.
And on the local level, too.
Right? So it's, like, where you put your money matters, and we know that it's precious. And so I'm asking you to put it in places like KBOO, places that are willing to say, like, you know what? We haven't always been perfect. You know, it's been difficult, but we do constantly try to make change, and we're, like, listening to our POC community, and we're trying to do better all the time.
And I democratizing think, media.
Yeah, exactly. So the phone number, one more time, 877-500-5266. Tabitha, do you know what 5266 spells out on your phone?
I do not.
It spells out KBOO.
What? I never noticed that before. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to look at my phone.
I know. How clever is that?
That is
so
really
877-500-KBOO. 5266.
Can I go on a small segue that will, I promise I can swing it back around?
Yes.
So, as some people may know, Disney launched their own streaming service, and I and a lot of my friends have been super excited, signing up for 1 month free subscriptions or dropping money on a subscription. And I've chosen not to, even though, yes, the content and the things that they're offering are very exciting, but it also scares me with how much of the media empire Disney owns and controls. So I'm making a conscious effort that I'm not going to get a Disney Plus subscription, not even try do a 1 month free trial, because they don't need more of my money. And people, I mean, it's your money. If you want to get one, whatever. But if you also want to support KBOO and stop the monopoly, the media monopoly of only a handful of companies in the U.S., give to KABU.
You know what the thing is that we can't even stop the monopolies, right? And yeah. all we can really do is to make sure that places like KABU exist in mm-hmm. order to fight that, because we can't fight iHeartRadio. But what we can do is make sure that there's a place for people like Tabitha mm-hmm. to actually amplify her voice and like yeah. and to
just I show can't you imagine that Disney if I was a disgruntled employee of Disney. I cannot even imagine.
Oh my God, that's like a whole episode for Labor Radio. Okay, so we'll just drop the phone number one more time. 877-500-5266. Or if you're one of those people who are just like, you know, wanting to do it on your cell phone, you can phone it in with your thumbs at kboo.fm/give. Okay, Tabitha, getting more back to protest and whatnot. Let's just go down a little memory lane. You and I had some Asian femme time over here. That this isn't actually Pacific Underground's first on-air protest.
No, it's not.
Okay, so let's talk about it. So we did a protest that was very similar
mm-hmm.
back in 2018
mm-hmm.
because we were invited to yeah. be part of KABU's 50th yeah, anniversary block party.
Yeah.
It was during the summertime,
mm-hmm.
and they selected a handful of shows
yeah.
to do a live broadcast mm-hmm. in the street in front of KABU.
Yeah.
And as soon as we were asked to do that, we said, beep, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. we felt super tokenized. And I don't know if necessarily that was the intention, right? Like, mm-hmm. just like a whole bunch of shows were chosen. There was like music shows or public affairs shows.
Mm-hmm.
But being one of the only like POC focused shows in public affairs
that was asked to air live.
Yeah, it felt like tokeny. And even though I feel like we put them in a lose-lose situation where it's like if we weren't asked, we'd probably be like, why didn't they ask? But then when they asked us, we're like, why are you asking us? But also at the time, KABU was kind of like going through a big dramatic
transition.
Yeah. I'll say dramatic chaos time where we felt that some people within the POC community were not being treated fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone through many avenues, such as talking to the volunteer coordinator, because there's like the conflict resolution policy. You know, we spoke to our public affairs director at the time. We spoke to Derek. We spoke to Aaron, who is the public program director. We spoke to the station manager at mm-hmm. the time. And it just constantly felt like little things we had noticed up to that point that mm-hmm. we always felt like POC issues were always kind of relegated to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it was always like, well, we know it's important, but we have to take care of this, but that. And we felt like people were being mistreated, but that, like, people didn't understand that,
mm-hmm.
right? That, like, it's really easy to ignore POC concerns, especially when you're in a white-dominated space. And so we yeah. had a hard time feeling heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think people took meetings with us, but mm-hmm. it always felt like hitting a wall. Like we weren't yeah. being taken seriously.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember how we necessarily came up with the idea, but we were joking around with all these ideas of what we could play just to not do something actually entertaining or good.
Yeah.
And we just joked around, well, what if we just went out on the street where we were broadcasting from
mm-hmm.
and we literally just like, went silent and
yeah.
just sat there and did nothing. And we joked about it, but then we sort of were like, hey, maybe
that
we should actually
like
do that. And like, mm-hmm. as a symbolic thing of how many people we thought had felt like very tokenized, or not tokenized, but silenced
mm-hmm.
by constantly being...
Hey, metaphor. Like,
yeah, relegated to the side. So, okay, we'll get into that more of that deep, deep story, mm-hmm. Which I don't know if it's deep. To me, it just felt like an everyday thing, but whatever. Because we're going to talk about pitching again. So people, this is your time to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Show your support for Tabitha. I mean, Tabitha is, you know, coming out here and being very vulnerable and like saying things that aren't easy to say. And, you know, show your support for KABU for giving her space to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something amazing. 877-500-5266. Or Tabitha, what's the website?
KBOO.FM/give.
So, you know, KBOO, we're in our holiday drive, and Tabitha and I have both been members of KBOO apparently since 2016?
Yeah.
Although I think I became a member in December 2015.
Yeah.
So I know I'm you in have my a anniversary couple, right now, yeah. Like 2 weeks before you.
Yeah, I know you have a couple months on me. I appreciate KBOO for giving me this platform and an opportunity for me to air my grievances, and that they're not going to, like, drop my show.
Well, that they're in support of your show, because mm-hmm. I'm talking about yeah. how we planned that protest. It wasn't as though we just all of a sudden, back mm-hmm. in 2018, said, we're just going to put on a protest on mm-hmm. air, and then the program director was surprised.
Yeah.
You know, we said we would like to do a formal protest, mm-hmm. and the staff worked with us to look up the FCC laws to make sure that we were in compliance with the law, mm-hmm. and even worked on all the language that we used, and mm-hmm. really actually supported our protest.
Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to the staff. Support the staff at
yeah,
KBOO.
Yeah.
877-500-5266. Like, show them some support, because this took time out of yeah. their workday. You know, our public affairs director at the time was Derek Crooks,
mm-hmm.
and I think our station manager was Delphine, our program director was Aaron Yankee,
mm-hmm.
and they literally took a lot of time. Oh, and Ani Haynes mm-hmm. was the volunteer coordinator at the time, and they were in support. They knew it was coming, and Aaron even helped us refine the idea.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many radio stations would do that? How many workplaces? How many volunteer nonprofits?
I know,
or
right?
for-profits would like help you,
let you do
protest
this.
Themselves?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we found that amazing. Like mm-hmm. just to go through the process with them of like, whoa, they're actually protesting. They're allowing this? That's amazing. And I think that's important, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we see protests getting shut down in this city.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And it's talked about so much on KBOO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? But KBOO is the one place that literally said, yes.
Yes, you can have an on-air protest.
Yeah, yeah.
And same with this protest, too. When we were talking about I think it was you, when you were the public affairs director, and also to Aaron about we want to have an on-air protest
bring the attention to the POC recommendations.
Yeah, the POC recommendations. And also, we don't want to just do it one time. We want to do it for a couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah, we had long conversations mm-hmm. about that. There was a lot of sitting down, mm-hmm. going through the wording, being like, that's not FCC compliant.
Yeah.
And no, that like actually breaks your contract. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if people know, but when you have a show on KBOO, you sign a contract called the mm-hmm. on-air programmer contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it says like, you can't disparage KBOO, you can't yeah. do this, you can't do that. You know, you do have to follow a bunch of rules.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you guys came to me and mm-hmm. I worked with the collective and we made sure that you guys were still in compliance
mm-hmm.
and that you guys were presenting dissent as opposed mm-hmm. to just disparaging
yeah.
or just insulting KBOO. So,
yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot of work. So mm-hmm. let's show some support for your community radio station. Like, this is your station. And when you support it, like, this is what you allow to happen. And I think this is a powerful thing, because we last thing we need is more people shutting down protests in the city. 877-500-5266. Again, one more time, show your support for protest, you know, in a really healthy way. 877-500-5266. And for those who are like, what's healthy protest? Well, at least on radio, at least here on KBOO, we're saying what Pacific Underground is currently doing, which they've been doing for the last 2 months. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pacific Underground, and we're talking about their honor protests that they've been having for the last 2 weeks, where they've just been playing a message where you hear Tabitha speak for 1 minute, and then immediately followed by 1 minute of the KBOO hold music that you hear when you call KBOO. And this loops for 1 hour, and it says that that they're protesting and that they are asking for systemic change at KBOO. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting here with Tabitha Teo, head producer
Hi.
On Pacific Underground, and me, Jenna Yokoyama, interim station co-manager and former public affairs director when you guys established this
and
protest.
Former collective member.
I'm former, yeah. I'm still an Asian. Yeah, so maybe I'm always part of
it. You're always. But even yeah. though you've left, you're still part of the collective.
You can never leave. Radio always gets you like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so getting back to the protest. So what do we do? So back in 2018, when Pacific Underground did its first version of an on-air protest, and so we did a very similar thing, and this the staff helped us figure out what would be effective protest, because we were like, silence for an hour. And they said, no one's going to know what you're protesting if you don't say anything. Mm-hmm. We were like, but, oh, okay, you're right. And so they helped us come up with this idea of, you can still have a powerful silent message, but maybe you want to tell people kind of what
you're protesting.
So we did a similar thing where we recorded a message where we said where we stood in solidarity with those looking for systemic change or something like that at KBOO. And then there was a minute of dead air.
Yeah.
And then it just looped over and over and over again. We only did that for one episode, though. And that was during the block party.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't hear any feedback. No one said anything. And we didn't think it was going to do anything because it was just one episode. So then fast forward to the fall of 2019.
Things have gotten better, but they've not changed.
And then things got worse at KBOO for a bit. And that has nothing to do with POC. That was just like, KBOO went through
just in
some,
general.
There were lots of transitions. But there was a lot of kind of frustration from Pacific Underground.
Yeah, yeah.
And similar talks of being frustrated about a lack of systemic change. And so then there was a conversation of, okay, can we do that again? And then there was talks of, well, it has to be more than one episode if you really want to get people's attention.
Get people's attention,
That are more than just, like, the staff, if you're trying to get the public's attention.
And so you worked with us and Aaron worked with us on letting us do the protest for 3 months. So 6 episodes in total. Well, 5 episodes if you, because we're having this interview regarding the protest. So I do apologize to people that you'll be listening to
We'll talk about that in a little bit, because I'm curious to know about why you're going to play another one, or if you're going to play another one, because, as we just talked about a little bit ago, the, board actually invited you to the board meeting.
Yeah.
And they passed a resolution. Really cool. Yeah, and this was just this last Monday. And they stood in support of your protest.
Yes.
And they also said that, I don't remember what the specific language was, but they said that they would start to put the POC recommendations back into their meeting process.
Yeah. It's like, yay!
So, yeah, that kind of gets me to wonder what's going to happen for the future. But let's really quick talk about the POC recommendations from the POC caucus. Yes. So the history of that is that, and you're going to have to ask other people, if people want to know more of a history, call the station. Because, yeah, this was it's just a very brief one. So what I do know is that in the early 2000s, there was a group of POC at KBOO who were frustrated over the exact same issues that we were protesting in 2017. So back like in the early 2000s, they came together and they formed the POC caucus, and they came up with this list of recommendations. Then that list, apparently, we found out at this last board meeting just a couple weeks ago, that the board would refer to it
and go back to it and to check if they were supporting the POC caucus.
Or at least the recommendation.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then that happens in 2005. And then we also learned at the board meeting that around like 2008, that document stops being used. And it's just a list of like 12 recommendations, which are like about how to support POC better, and how to increase POC on programming, POC on staff, POC within their membership. There's all these different things. So then fast forward, you and I enter into KBOO.
Oh, I would also want to say, like, how radical that was back in the early 2000s that there were people of color that were already, that were talking about this and pushing for this. Because it feels like the cultural zeitgeist has really only changed since maybe Trump was elected.
So we fast forward to you and I entering KABU. We start volunteering in 2016. We joined Pacific Underground. Mm-hmm. And then in 2017, the POC caucus, or some form of it, with a new group of people, starts up again.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a look at that 2005 list of recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get really annoyed and really frustrated. Okay, mm-hmm. people hearing background noise. Our roommate just got home. It's okay. It's okay. You guys are all dealing with real life. You got it. You got it. So they take a list, or we all take a look at this list of recommendation. There's probably mm-hmm. like seven of us or something.
Yeah.
And we were frustrated because mm-hmm. we realized that the same problems were still happening. Mm-hmm.
KABU's still so white.
Yeah, and that KABU wasn't taking powerful leaps of systemic change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, KABU knew that it had a race problem and that mm-hmm. it's had an equity problem, but it's had a problem doing, well, at least is how we felt. We felt mm-hmm. that it was struggling on knowing how to actually do that kind of change.
Yeah.
Like, it has always talked about wanting to do the change. Mm-hmm. And we saw things like diversity and equity classes.
Yeah. But taking actions on...
That's a harder thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we do as this new group in 2017, and I think over several meetings, we did what we called the addendum,
mm-hmm.
and we mm-hmm. added on to the list of recommendations and even gave more detail of how we thought a lot of the things listed in the original list of recommendations, how they should happen.
Yeah.
And this was done with actually the help of a paid consultant.
Yes.
That was one of the diversity and equity teachers mm-hmm. at KABU. And yeah, it was very encouraging because we had KABU staff and management encouraging us to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we are very excited because the station manager at the time was like, yeah, we want to do these changes. Let's do this. But then... once again, like, the recommendations kind of went down to nowhere, and because KABU started going through its transition again with another station manager and staff instability, and so once again we were told, okay, this has to take a back seat while mm-hmm. other things are more important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the kind of the history of the POC recommendations. This is what the whole thing behind the protest was. Okay, then how do we get here again?
Well,
sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there have been another 2019 was another round of big transitions for KABU, but I think things have really stabilized, and I feel like now is like, what's a better opportunity to implement these POC caucus recommendations than now?
Okay, we're about to go into the last quarter of the show, which we know is mm-hmm. always the wrap-up feel-good time in Radio mm-hmm. Land. So before we go into that, let's remind everybody to give us a call at 877-500-5266 to become a member of KABU right now. It only takes $20 to become a member of KABU. You can split that up over months, you know, or you can just like plop down one big chunk. We like when people plop down one big chunks, because I want to say that Pacific Underground, I think what's so important for people to understand is that whenever we've protested or whenever mm-hmm. we've talked about Pacific Underground, it's not just about the legacy of Pacific Underground.
Yeah.
It's about talking about the legacy of Asians and Pacific Islanders mm-hmm. at KABU, the POC community at KABU.
APA Compass.
But yeah, just focusing us on Asians for a while, that like KABU has given space to Asians. Mm-hmm. We'd like there to be more space mm-hmm. and it to be less just, you know, one show. That's what the protest is about. But compared to other stations in Portland that haven't, we'll give KABU the props for that. That they've mm-hmm. totally made space for Pacific Underground for the last almost 4 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. Our fourth anniversary show is in January.
My gosh.
Wow. And before And before that, they supported APA Compass for mm-hmm. 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the Asian and Pacific Islander activists and artists that you and I have learned from
mm-hmm.
were all on APA Compass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were the voice of, like, social justice mm-hmm. and dissent, resistance, and just supporting the Asian American community here in Portland for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And KBOO gave them a lot of love. So I think that's why people should call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Because maybe you're a fan of Pacific Underground, or maybe you've been a fan since...
APA Compass.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's a powerful thing that, like, mm-hmm. we've held space for our people for so long. And even though I feel as though I should be able to demand it in life, I know that it's a gift mm-hmm. and it's a privilege. And I thank KBOO a lot for giving that to us.
Yeah, yeah. I feel really privileged to have this platform where I can have a show that talks about API American identity and experiences. And also lets me point out the problems and call them out for, we need more equity with the POC programmers and volunteers.
And we also call it ourselves a lot. That's one thing I do like, is that we call it the Asian community.
Yes.
Like, we're always like, we want to amplify our message. And sometimes our message is like,
East Asians
it.
Are the worst.
Stop it. Just stop it. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that we're mm-hmm. like able to talk to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And even though sometimes I know it feels weird that we're like, who is listening to us? Is this just a bunch of non-Asians like peering in like we're like National Geographic or something like that?
What are the Asians talking about today?
I do, you know, I will say that, like, I totally watch YouTube videos and listen to podcasts and radio mm-hmm. shows from people of communities that aren't mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
really appreciate that they share their perspective mm-hmm. because I don't want to say I wouldn't learn about them otherwise, but, like, I appreciate hearing their first person perspective that mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere else. And so I do appreciate that KBOO, like, recognizes that, and, like, that we recognize that, too, and that, like, KBOO, it's all part of building that, like, community and, like, mm-hmm. building stronger community that, mm-hmm. like, we know people are listening to us, and we also kind of like it that, like, instead of going and listening to people who aren't from our community mm-hmm. tell you about us, it's us getting to talk to ourselves.
Us talking, about ourselves.
Yeah.
And giving voice to our community.
That's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, people... you support that. You keep listening. Oh, my gosh. You've been listening for, like, almost 50 minutes. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. I'm just going to call it, Tabitha. This is Asian Femme Time number 3.
Asian Femme Time 3.0.
Yeah, this is totally Asian Femme Time 3.0. Okay, so in the last 10 minutes here, or even less than 10 minutes, we just got a few minutes. So, Tabitha, this protest has been going on. You've been given mm-hmm. support. I'm not sure if you're going to play the last episode or not. Are you going to play the last episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to play one more episode just to mm-hmm. show support? Or because, like, why?
Or I'll just play it right now.
Why play one more episode, though?
Because I do, after this interview, I still want to remind the community about what we're protesting and... what they can do to support the POC caucus.
Okay, so what can people do besides calling 877-500-5266? Because literally money does help mm-hmm. us support the POC community. I mean, like, it's kind of a joke, but at the same time, like, this is really serious. Mm-hmm. KBOO being open mm-hmm. takes money and helps us support the POC community. But mm-hmm. if people want to show you more than just financial support, how can your average listener support you?
They can email... publicaffairs@kboo.org .org to talk about their support. They can call the station. I unfortunately do not know what the station number is.
503-231-8032.
See, that's why I do this show with you.
Because I know the phone numbers. Okay, and so you want people to express their mm-hmm. support.
Go to board meetings.
You're getting real, Tabitha. So now, not only do you want people to give a little call, you're saying people should get involved in the station.
They should. Go to board meetings.
Are you about to suggest committees?
Maybe.
Whoa, girl.
I don't know. I feel like the last thing this world needs is more committees, though.
You know, but if you want, you can join a subcommittee.
Subcommittee of the subcommittee.
Yeah, people can totally join committees and, like, help create the kind of change that, it literally takes a lot of people.
Or if you do contribute today, you always have an option to include a comment or why you're contributing. tell them that you support Pacific Underground's on-air protest and the POC programmers and staff and community members of color at KABU, and you want to show your support for them.
Okay, and how will you'll be calling a phone number? I think it's 877-500, then it spells out what?
KABU.
That's right. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. Just spell it out on your phone. Or you can go to our website at kboo.fm.
Slash give.
There you go. Slash give.
Got to say that the other time.
And yeah, people, it only takes like a couple minutes to become a member. And yeah, I will just say that, like, I think that KABU is a powerful place. I think it is important for our community. And I'm going to speak specifically to our Asians, especially our fancy East Asians. You know who you are. Call support KABU or support
who's white
Pacific,
adjacent.
Yeah. Call support Pacific Underground. Like, this station is literally the only station where you can find a show like this.
Yeah.
The next closest city that has a show like this is like the Bay Area, I think, has something. But like, there's nothing like this in Seattle. You can't find this in most major cities.
Yeah. Like how, once again, how special is that?
Yeah, we're really privileged in Portland to have APA Compass go on for 10 years.
Portland, whitest city in America, has a show dedicated to talking about the Asian American experience.
That seems like so appropriate though, right? Like, that's a lot of unpacking.
So much unpacking.
Unpacking, yeah,
that
show,
we do on a regular basis on this show too.
And just like on a quick tangent on that, I mean, it's like I've listened to other shows like Asian podcasts and such. Our show is pretty radical, and but it matches the radical politics of Portland, where POC are open. Like, yeah, we're a really small minority here, but as a result, we have these really open discussions about what it is to be
Asian in such a white space.
Yeah, it's a unique experience for a lot of Asian Americans, because a lot of Asian Americans sort of like move, you know, like where I like grew up, like LA and stuff.
Yeah.
But like here, we get to speak in a way that I don't think I had an opportunity to speak like before I came to KABU. And I think that KABU really gave me a voice in that way. And so I'm glad that even if people don't think we're geniuses, I don't think they think I'm a genius.
Oh, I think I'm a genius.
Well, I know you're a genius. I mean, hello.
Chihuahuas.
Exactly.
Need I say more?
Yeah, I think that I'm hoping that we've inspired other Asians to either maybe want to be on the radio or to just like speak from your heart or to realize that, you know, this city is weird to be a part of as an Asian American, as a Pacific Islander, and that like your community is small and it is hard sometimes, but like there are places like KABU and like Pacific Underground that support you. And so let's see the phone number one more time and the whole thing, because people, we are on the second to last day of the drive. We're in the last morning hour of the public affairs programming. This is literally the time to call 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. And Tabitha, you got that or the website down. Let's hear it.
KABU.fm/give.
And when they do that, they become a member of KABU today.
I also have to say, this might also be the first time that I've actually pitched the show. I've participated in lots of drive shows.
Wow, is your first time pitching?
Yeah.
Good job. High five. You did it. You just never said the phone number. That's like the number one rule about
pitching. Well, I didn't say the phone number.
Okay, so
I said the website.
Okay, let's
I said
try
the
it one more time. You can just say it with me. Okay, ready?
Okay.
So it's 877-500-5266.
KABU.
Look at that. Perfect pitch. You're a pro. Okay, thanks, Tabitha, for talking to me today about your protest. And thank you
for
caring and supporting KABU.
Yeah, and thanks for giving me this opportunity to talk about Pacific Underground's on-air protest.
All right. Well, I guess we won't be hearing you in 2 weeks, but we'll be hearing you after that.
Thank you. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, Hood River and the Gorge at 91.9 FM, Philomath and Corvallis at 104.3 FM, and streaming on the web at KBOO.FM.
I hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose. No good to nobody, no good for nothing. Because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down or songs that poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or your hard traveling. I am out to fight those kind of songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing songs that'll prove to you that this is your world and that if it's hit you pretty hard and knocked you down for a dozen loops, no matter how hard it's run you down and rolled over you, no matter what color, what size you are, how you're built, I am out to sing the songs that'll make you take pride in yourself.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Don Jacobson. The program is Moving On. And I would like to thank Clearing Cafe for providing breakfast for our volunteers. They're located at 2772 Northwest Thurman Street. Lunch was provided by Kacha, 960 Southeast 11th. And dinner will be provided by DeNicola's, 3520 Southeast Powell. And I want to thank them for helping out KBOO, and I'd like to thank you for helping out KBOO. And